that benefits everyone, from babies to adults. We are bringing the community together by playing the music that everyone wants to hear. Sound FM is a station for everyone.
Okay, well, welcome back. CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. My name is David Trin, and we have...
Rhythm is our business.
No, we have Ava Blassie.
Oh, I thought you want me to announce the song. Sorry.
Just a quick shout out.
Yeah, I'm Rhythm is our business.
Rhythm is our business is the next song coming up.
All right.
Go ahead, Ava.
Business sure is swell. Now, if you're feeling blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business. Business sure is swell. He's a drummer man, on demand.
On the band.
Crawl beats on them drums. In the band.
In the band.
Now, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone. In the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone. In the band.
In the band.
Now when he goes up that scale, beat it, bop, doo da doo da dee. On the bass, in the band.
In the band.
Mose plays on the bass, in the band.
In the band.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness you he brings. He plays on the trumpet, in the band.
In the band.
Steve blows all that trumpet, in the band.
In the band.
Oh, he's a guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky. On rhythm is our business.
My face to the wall, a red-headed woman was the cause of it all. Jada, 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 jada. Jing, jing, jing.
Makes a band different? Why style and treatment? Here's Louis Prima and his orchestra with their own stylish treatment of another great hit. With Keeley Smith and Louis singing and the band playing very pretty, we hear Enjoy Yourself.
CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. The last two songs were
Georgia on My Mind by Louis Armstrong and Herman the Sherman by Woody Herman.
So a bit of classic swing and blues there.
Yep.
For you folks out there. So there's a couple things going on in the community here for swing dance classes and all that. The Hepcat Hoppers are holding an aerials class. They held one this evening at the Woolwich Gymnastics Club, and the next one will be on Thursday, August 18th. And it's an aerials class in a fully equipped gymnastics club with coaches. So you get to learn aerials in a safe environment. And that starts at 8 o'clock and it goes till 9:30. And a couple other things going on at, in the community. Shim Sham class, the Shim Sham Shimmy. You can do that on August the 8th at Maxwell's Music House. And the class starts at 7 o'clock. And, of course, there's other workshops such as the Steel Dance, and that's on August 15th. And Charlock Myers, one of the hosts here on the Swing and Blues Show, he's doing an I Charleston workshop on August 22nd and 29th. So, yeah, we've got lots of great music for you this evening, music from the 1920s to the 1940s. And if you're asking yourself, where can you go and listen to this music? Well, you can go to Maxwell's Music House on a Monday night. And, of course, our very own Ava Balassi, she DJs in the community. So, Ava, when's your next performance?
It's August 22nd.
And where's that being held?
At Maxwell's Music House.
I believe it's being held at the Button Factory.
Button Factory.
That's right, and you start at...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. August 22nd.
I'm messing it up tonight.
And that starts at 9 o'clock, right? And you
yes.
will DJ all evening, is that right?
It's right.
Fantastic. And what kind of music do you usually play when you do a swing and blues dance like that?
I play swing and blues, but both vintage and new recordings.
So most of the stuff you'll probably hear on the
yeah,
show here, yeah?
It's basically it.
Awesome. So you can find out more information at www.hepcathoppers.ca and you click on the social link there, address, door cover, and all that stuff. So what we have coming up here is, I believe, an interview from Megan Gilmore, who's in Harang Dance Camp. And I mean, this summer has just been packed with dance camps. I mean, we're at Lindy Stock, and we're talking about Jeju Dance Camp in Korea, and it goes on and on and on. But this is a very very special camp over in Sweden. We call it Harang Dance Camp. It's like the mecca of like dance camp for swing dancers in the world. And we're just going to jump over there. We did an interview with her early this week, and Megan Gilmore tells us what swing dancing is like in Harang Dance Camp. So let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Hello, and today is Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2011, and I have with me online via the internet phone, Megan Gilmore, who's actually at Harang Dance Camp right now. So hello, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Thanks very much for coming on online there and talking to me and telling me about this wonderful and magical place we call Harang. So tell me, what is Harang?
Well, Harang is an international dance camp in the middle of nowhere in Sweden. It started 29 years ago, sort of as a place for a group of Swedish dancers to learn from old-timers like Almin and Frankie Manning. And after Frankie came to Harang over many years in the late 80s in the revival, Harang took on a certain shape that it still holds today. So it's very much in a celebration of Frankie's energy and his passion for the Lindy Hop. And now people come from all over the world. There are some, I want to say, more than 50 countries represented here. And we dance 24 hours a day. There are activities 24 hours a day. And everyone shares their passion for the Lindy Hop classes and social dancing and doing all kinds of other stuff in between.
Oh, that's an amazing place. It sounds really magical. So you got dance instructions, you got dance parties all night. I imagine you have live bands there, too.
Yeah, we had a great band last night. What was it called? Gentlemen and Gangsters from Gothenburg. So there's maybe three or four live bands. We've also had the Carling Family Band play, who are a vaudeville circus performing family as well as a swing band. And they're just spectacular. You can't even manage to swing out on the floor. The floor is so packed. But it's really good energy. The Harlem Hot Shop performed last night. The Harlem Hot Shop are the Swedish swing dance troupe that sort of started Harang Dance Camp. And their energy was just amazing. They blew the floor apart. Thunderous applause went on for a long time afterwards. So yeah, it was last night was a great night. There's different themes every night. Tuesdays, for example, is slow drag night. Fridays, there's a big party. Thursdays, there's a cabaret. Lots of different things.
That's so cool. It sounds amazing. So what? I know this is more than, you've been there more than one time. What draws you back to Harang every year?
I think I really enjoy Swedish summer. The weather's really great. I like getting out to the beach. But mostly I like the people that are here and the interaction of all the people coming from all over the world. For a long time I lived in a very small scene. Not a very small scene, but, you know, a growing scene in Calgary, Alberta. And it was always reassuring to come back to Harang Dance Camp and meet some big scenes, little scenes, people who are professionals, people just starting out. But everyone's got the same ideas, the same struggles with dancing, you know, how to bring people into the scene, how to keep people motivated, what inspires you, and to have these conversations and realize you're not the only one, you know. There's lots of people working on different projects around the world, but you all have something in common. So we all get together every summer. We re-inspire each other. We go out in the world, practice everything we've learned, share our inspiration, and then come back and talk about everything that we've done over the year. So it re-energizes my Lindy Hop.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, I know your hometown here is actually in Waterloo, Ontario, and you actually started swing dancing in Alberta, and then I understand you actually went out to Australia for a while, and that must have added
to
your experience in Lindy Hop. So, you know, quickly just tell me about, you know, moving around the country and or the world.
Well, I actually started in Waterloo at the University Swing Dance Club when I was 15 or 16. I just joined the club because I wanted to learn how to dance. And then I moved out to Calgary and worked on the scene out there for a long time. I lived in Perth, Australia last year. And now I'm living in Montreal. And all of the scenes have their differences and their strengths and their weaknesses, but there's always the unifying theme of a bunch of happy people who get together and share what they love. And it's social and it is. So the Lindy hopping from one corner of the world to the other isn't all that different. And the scenes are different sizes and there's different nights of the week and sort of different music that gets played. But there's always the unifying theme that you feel welcome everywhere you go, and I can walk into any city in the world and feel happy to be there as a Lindy Hopper.
Now, if there's one thing you want to leave with our listeners here online and who are swing dancers in our community, what is one thing that you would like to leave them in terms of going to dance camps or going to workshops in the world, such as Harang Dance Camp and other camps that are very similar to that format?
Well, I would highly recommend it. I highly recommend traveling. It's nice to put your Lindy Hop into practice, put your swing dancing in practice in a place that is maybe outside of your regular life. It forces a new social interaction. It forces a new way to see it. It gives you a lot of perspective. And the experience of traveling and spending this quality time, maybe sleeping in a camp with a bunch of the same people, it brings a whole new energy, and you get to know the people you're dancing with that much better. And I always like, as much as I love meeting new people around the world, once I know them as friends, that dance is that much better, because then you laugh your way through and you have a whole lot more fun cracking your pecking and your mess arounds and all that stuff. The dance is a lot more fun, has a lot more energy. So, yeah, I think it familiarizes the dance with your personality once you start to travel and check out the camp. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Megan. Megan Gilmore is online right now, live with me in Sweden, Harang, Sweden, and she quickly has told us what swing dancing is like at the dance camp, the 5-week-long dance camp. And I think it's wrapping up by the end of the week, and she'll be back in Canada and back to Montreal dancing, I'm sure. Thank you very much, Megan, for coming on the show and being a part of the Swing and Blues radio show that we started here in Waterloo.
Great. Thanks for chatting with me, Dave. It's good to catch up.
All right. That was Megan Gilmore there reporting in from Harang, Sweden, a five-week-long dance camp. You're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And she mentioned definitely the Carling family, which is one of my favorite bands when I am over there in Sweden. And we're going to leave you with this song here from the Carling family band called Magic Swing.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Cajun Up Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about this business. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at Cajun Up Farms.
All right, well, that's the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. And this
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. Oh. You're listening to Swingin' Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Awesome, CKMS 100.3. That's Victoria Kidd from Toronto. She did that at the Toronto Lindy Stock event for us. This event is made possible by our sponsors. The Hefcat Hopper is providing Waterloo Region with weekly live jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday starting at 9 p.m. at Maxwell's Music House, located at 220 King Street North, Waterloo. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca. Cutting Edge DJ Services, professional DJ services for weddings, corporate events, and school dances. Book your next event by visiting their website at www.cuttingedgedj.ca. Looking for the ultimate ice cream experience? Tim Hortons is proud to introduce Cold Stone Creamery. It all starts with making the finest quality ice cream fresh in the restaurant. Then you pick from a selection of delicious mix-ins and watch as it's all combined on a frozen granite stone. Be sure to try a signature creation made just for you. Visit the Tim Hortons at 197 Frederick Street to enjoy all Cold Stone has to offer. And thank you very much to our sponsors for making this show possible. What do we have up next, Ava?
We have a song from Amy Winehouse, but it's not a pop song.
Oh.
She recorded it a while ago, back before she released her pop albums. And it's Teach Me Tonight.
All right, let's take a listen to it.
Did you say I had a lot to learn? Well, baby, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Go on, teach me tonight. Teach me to love.
thing or two. But when you beat the rhythm, what you gonna do? Cause you beat the king of everything. Cause one is never to roll the swing. Don't you be shy and afraid you can. If you're over 30, that's a killer jack. Cause you beat the king of everything. Cause one is never to roll the swing. Now let me tell you about my mom and pop. They do the boogie woogie by the clock. They turn the radio rhythm down. So the neighbors don't get them going down. Get back the groove and send your son. If you got a word of it, all the stuff. Cause you be the king of everything. I'm all the one is never to roll the swing.
No one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. Now I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
Pops, you don't need no analyzing, man.
No.
It is not so surprising.
Oh, yes.
That you feel very strange but nice.
Papa,
your heart goes pitter-patter. Pops, I know what's the matter. Because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. Keep someone who's older. Rub down with the velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, man, you're in love.
You
don't need analyzing.
And there's no one there.
It's not so surprising that
I smell blossom
very strange, but
and
nice.
The trees are bare.
Your heart goes pitter-patter.
I seem to
Pops,
walk on
I know what's the matter. Because I've been there
I
once or twice. Raise your head off my shoulder. You need some
night.
Chick who's older. Rub down with the velvet.
stars.
There is nothing you can take to relieve
that
groovy ache. You're not sick, but you're in love.
What you mean I'm in love, honey? Dig yourself, dig yourself.
You're not sick, man, you're in love.
Listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and this is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
right, that's CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. That was Honeysuckle Rose by Jordan Clapman, and one of our Toronto's favorite musicians who comes down to Waterloo once in a while to play for us. So Jordan Clapman and his vocalist. All right, well, it's that time of the evening where we have to bring the show to a wrap. DJ Carmelo's on deck right now, so he's coming up with his hip-hop show. Join us Monday nights for live swing jazz at Maxwell's Music House, starting at 9 p.m. Next Thursday, Jeff Steger will be your host, and he starts at 10 p.m., so make sure to tune in to 100.3 Sound FM. You can visit us at www.headcathoppers.ca or soundfm.ca. Today is Thursday, August the 4th, 2011. This is episode number 5. My name is David Trin, and my co-host,
Ava Balassi.
We want to just leave you with this. So wherever you go and whatever you do, make sure you don't forget what that swing rhythm feels like. So we leave you with this very last song. Good night, Waterloo.
Good night, everyone.
My name is Megan, and I listen to CKMS 100.3 FM. It is a sweet station. Radio Waterloo, yeah.
You're listening to Hip Hop Night, only on 100.3 Sound.